I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Even as they were laid to rest, shock, horror, and outrage hang over the ambush slayings of three women and six children in Sonora, Mexico. As governments on both sides of the border struggled to explain what happened, Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says there's no easy answer in situations like this.
The issues that we're seeing is human nature. It's called sin. And apart from Christ, these kinds of things happen.
Nothing will change until the heart changes, says Yoder. It's also why Keys for Kids offers the Word of God and other resources in Spanish, especially the solar-powered storyteller units.
We're finding that as we pass these out, that kids are coming to know Christ, moms and dads start seeing a change in their kids, and they want to know why, and they want to come listen to it, and churches are actually being planted because of it.
Besides investing in those who are doing gospel work in Latin America and beyond, we can be praying. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And FMI has some exciting changes on the way. In October, their board of directors voted to expand into two more countries, Kenya and Turkey. Bruce Allen with FMI says the ministry uses an empowerment model to equip and support Christians in hard-to-access countries.
We come alongside the church planters, people that God has already been raising up, people who are trained, and say, hey, we want to come alongside you in those early years of church planting so that you don't get discouraged, you don't lose heart, or quit ministry.
FMI plans to start supporting church planners and pastors in Kenya as early as 2020. Get the full reports at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.